rushing into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And you can create the content on the site. Just submit whatever you want to freetalklive.com. Other listeners can vote on it. You can vote as well. You vote up, you vote down, whatever you like or dislike. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So we can see it, and other listeners see it, and maybe we'll talk about it on the air. So go and get interactive, freetalklive.com. And don't forget, when you go to freetalklive.com, you click on upcoming stories. That'll show you all the freshest stuff on the website, and the new stuff is what really needs votes, either up or down, to promote it to the front page. So there's always something fresh there, thanks to those of you who are participating over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones, and then coming up, Johnny Ray's going to tell us about North Korea. We'll find out what's happening out there. As you know, Kim Jong-il died, allegedly, and his son has taken over. And
Kim Jong-un.
Yes, that is his son's name. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, we've got Derek on the line listening in Queens. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I want to talk about, this might be a little bit off subject.
There is no off subject on Free Talk Live, Derek. You can bring up anything you want.
Okay, I want to bring up the Empire State Building shooting.
Please.
All right. I just got in an argument with a really good friend of mine. We were arguing over gun control. Now, when this shooting first happened, the guy was crazy. He went in. It was very sad. He went in and killed his boss over him losing his job or whatever.
Right.
Now, when it first came out, Mayor Bloomberg didn't mention that the people, innocent bystanders that got shot were shot by the cops. And
that's
I just felt like, the argument when my friend was out, and I was like, I felt like, the cops could use more of a tack, some more tack, to take this guy down. I found out there was like 40 cops that showed up to the on the scene, and you need to tell me 40 cops couldn't surround this one guy and like have like somebody could shut up in the air and tell everybody to get down or scatter or whatever the case may be.
Well, shooting up in the air is generally a really bad idea, but then again, they already hit however many other people, so what's another bullet? But I don't know. I didn't see 40 cops in the video. That doesn't mean there weren't more closing in. If you look at the video,
a friend of mine was close to the scene. He told me about 40 cops arrived.
I see.
So I'm just going by what he's telling me. So I'm like, what? Okay.
That's probably after the fact. There was probably the initial shooting, and then a bunch of cops swarmed the scene after that. Did you see the video of the actual shooting?
No, I just caught the newspaper clip. I didn't really watch the video of it.
The video's amazing, and what I mean by that is when you watch it, you see the man who was the murderer, the alleged murderer. You see him come walking down the street, carrying something over his, like his gun is in some sort of towel or a bag or something like that. And the two police officers approach him from his left side. He swings around, pulls the gun out, points it at the police officers, has what appears to be a second or two to just kind of, he has a second or two before he gets blown away by these officers. And the most amazing thing is the officers were no more than 6 to 10 feet away from this guy. And one of them was closer than the other. He was more like 6 or 7 feet away. And it was almost point blank range. How they could have been so slipshod with their shots and have injured so many other people is mind-boggling to me.
Now, Derek, you and your friend were talking about gun control. I'm assuming that your friend was for gun control laws, and you were arguing against it.
He's so, like most of the masses, they're so easily duped by these false flags. I know this situation, I don't think, was a false flag, but I'm talking about the Colorado incident and then the other one in Wisconsin, all this other stuff. They're so easily shook by this. They're like, we need to take away all the guns. And I mean, originally, I'm from Georgia originally. Born and raised down there. I mean, I've been in New York for 12 years. But in Georgia, I'm used to it. I mean, down there in my neighborhood, it was like, in where I live in a small town, it's open carry. You can, as long as they see it, it's good. It's not against the law or anything like that.
So,
I just feel like if we're able to open carry, I just don't think all these little mass shootings and murders, it just wouldn't happen as much.
Absolutely. New York City is a gun-free zone, right. And as a result, one man who buys a gun in Sarasota, Florida, which as I understand is where that gun was purchased, buys a gun outside of New York City, brings it into the city, he's got a real power advantage over the average New Yorker. But I'm curious, you kind of glossed over a statement about the Colorado shooting. You believe that was some sort of a false flag, some kind of government operation with the crazy theater killer?
I truly believe it. It's just that this is what they're based on what the witness said when they first reported it. It's funny, when they do the first reports, normally the truth comes out. It's later on when they say, we made a mistake here, so they start covering up things.
Witnesses are just notorious for being inaccurate at what they say. What was it that led you to believe there was some sort of conspiracy there?
Well, for me, it's just that they didn't. The guy disappears, like they couldn't catch this guy first, and then they go to, they caught this guy at the house. It was supposed to be two guys there. We just said they saw more than one guy there. And this guy had all this military weaponry, all these booby traps in his apartment, and all this other crazy stuff. I'm like, wait a minute. How did he get a hold of that? All that equipment, this kid. And no one has record of it? They didn't really see any records of him purchasing these weapons and all this military equipment.
Well, I mean, you're not going to get that information on the first day, right? I mean, look, Derek, you're not going to get that kind of detail about the case on the first, within the first 24 hours. That's the kind of information that's going to come out at a trial as far as whether or not it was him who purchased it. And where was the alleged second man? Was this some kind of backup guy?
According to the witnesses, they said it was a guy that was sitting in the theater.
Right, that opened
that
the fire.
Stood up as the movie's going, and he went to towards the exit door.
Well, what ended up coming out of that, because we reported that when we heard about it on Free Talk Live, and the story ended up coming out that it was him who had left the theater and to go to his car to get suited up.
Well, I have a question for you, Ian. If we later discovered that this was a, quote, false flag operation and the CIA put this guy up to it, would that turn your world upside down?
Well, there's certainly been false flags in the past, and there's real confirmed false flags. Maybe this was one. I'm not saying I'm not saying I know what the story is. I was just wondering what Derek's, evidence was.
I just find it very interesting. A few weeks before they had to vote on gun control, that incident happened in Aurora.
They didn't end up voting for it, though, did they? The UN.
But it was on the table, though.
Yeah.
It was on the table.
Thanks for the call tonight, Derek. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. What do you think, Johnny Ray? Are you a subscriber to the Colorado shooting being a false flag / government psyop operation?
I know that in the days following it, when I was introduced to some of the ideas about the UN, what was it, a personal weapon?
Some kind of gun treaty, right?
Yeah. Some kind of gun ban treaty, sort of a global gun ban treaty.
Yeah, that going on, and him being unemployed and having tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment, I was definitely wondering what the heck was going on.
Didn't he have some kind of scholarship?
Yes.
Which gave him like 20 grand or something?
Yeah, the United States government bought the guns for him. When I see these things, I don't know what to do with this. I think I find conspiracy theories generally are a rabbit hole, down which you can pour all the time that you're interested in pouring down that hole.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story. If I'm talking to somebody who believes it's a conspiracy theory, I'm not going to say you're wrong, because I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
If I'm talking to somebody who doesn't believe the conspiracy theory story, I know what the news says. I have the quote-unquote facts that the news portrays, and I'm going to use those. None of us were there, and to speculate about stories that the news isn't putting out there, clearly the news is wrong. The question is, how much is it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, and we're never going to know. So all I can do is work with the facts as they're portrayed with me. I cannot spend my life pouring my energy down rabbit holes and trying to figure out what's a conspiracy theory and what isn't.
I do not think the Aurora, Colorado shooting was a, quote, false flag operation. I think it was more mundane than that.
Meaning just a crazy guy shooting up a theater?
Yes.
855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. And what's going on in that case? Has there been an update?
I haven't heard much about
it. It's one of those things. You know, they just brush it under the rug. The mainstream
media. I
haven't
heard about him.
Apparently nothing going on, or at least that's what they want you to think. 1-855-450-3733. If you've got an update, you're welcome to share it with us. You can take control. Bring up anything you want. Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. And the program is brought to you by memorydealers.com, who would like to remind you that you can support Mail to Jail with your bitcoins.
Yeah, mailtojail.com is making it possible for you to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners. Edemo, our former Tuesday night host, who's in jail right now for asking police officer for a comment and recording that comment, and they're claiming that he didn't have enough warning, he didn't know he was being recorded, even though they claim that you can that they're recording you every time they call them, that line's recorded. It's crazy. Anyway, you can support mailtojail.com and their great work, or the political activists there at mail-to-jail.com, or just mailtojail.com. And if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and want to support liberty at the same time, buy them from memorydealers.com.
Back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Dustin in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Dustin.
I would like to talk today about being arrested for longboarding.
For longboarding or long?
Longboarding, sorry.
Okay, got it.
I was in a bike lane. I'm on the way to my last class for the day, and the policeman, I happened to ride past the policeman, and he puts in a siren, and he starts yelling at me with his loudspeaker. I had my headphones in, so I end up pulling over and setting down the longboard. And he comes up to me. He's like, "You're not allowed to longboard in the street," and blah, blah, blah. And then he's just like, "You need to show me an ID and tell me what your name is." And I was like, I have a Fifth Amendment.
I'm interested
right
in this. Before you go on, now they'll tell you that you can't skateboard on the sidewalk. This is the first time I've ever heard you couldn't skateboard in the street. I thought that's where you were supposed to skateboard.
Well, at least around here in New Hampshire and downtown.
No, this is just in general. I mean, you're not allowed to skateboard on sidewalks. Sidewalks are for walking, and you don't want to be skateboarding where people's ankles are exposed.
Well, maybe
you're going to hurt somebody.
Maybe things are different in Idaho. Maybe you're supposed to skateboard on the sidewalk, but not the street. I mean, what do you know? Do you know what the laws are there locally?
I don't particularly know what the laws are, but are we supposed to know all the laws for all?
Well,
the
yeah. Shouldn't you be reading every single law book and every ordinance and every state statute? I mean, you should be spending hours every day reading up on those laws, like a good citizen.
Yep, exactly. And they arrested me in front of my last class for the day too. So
wow.
They charged me with obstruction for not identifying myself and arrested me. And in reality, they were obstructing my education. So.
So are you required to identify yourself if you're on a longboard? I mean,
if you're being arrested, you're required to identify yourself, according to the Supreme Court, yes.
But the thing is, I asked him, was I being arrested? And he said, no, you're being detained. And then I asked if I'm free to go. And again, he said, no, you're being detained. And the only time they said that I was being arrested was for obstruction. So I'm kind of confused. If I was being asked before I was arrested for my ID, that doesn't make any sense.
Now, again, Mark, if you are being arrested and you don't give up information, like here in Keene, if you don't give up information, you get charged with an extra crime. Johnny Ray, you encountered this once when Heike was being arrested. I don't know if they threatened you with this, but the reason why Heike was arrested that day that I was arrested for standing in front of the police car, the reason why she was put in handcuffs and taken into the station was because she refused to give them her identifying information. Not because she refused to give them ID, but because she refused to tell them, my name is Heike so-and-so, and I live at this address, and all of this information.
Yeah, I gave them everything.
Right, because otherwise they charge you with another crime, which is refusal to process, or in your case, Dustin, it's the obstruction of justice charge. But you can't be required to have an ID on you, can you, at this point? I mean, has it really gotten that bad in Idaho to where you have
He wasn't identifying himself. It wasn't about him not giving up his ID. It was about him not identifying himself.
Right, so you wouldn't even give them your name.
Yeah, I didn't tell him my name or my ID, either one. I said, I would like to talk to a lawyer. I don't have to say anything to you. Mm-hmm. The Fifth Amendment says I don't really have to say a word.
It's true.
Is that true?
It is true.
As I understand it, I mean, I'd have to go through the Supreme Court ruling to see whether or not it includes detainment and not arrest. You know, here on Free Talk Live, we don't give legal advice, and if you take legal advice from us, you're a fool. But I'd have to check and see. But I don't know. I thought it was just on arrest. But they could do whatever they want. It's not like this guy's going to lose his job for making a mistake and arresting a man for something that he didn't do wrong.
Mm-hmm. And then I think you've got a case. Search through my backpack without my permission, and take my skateboard. So I still have.
If you were arrested, then he can search through your backpack.
Okay. So I guess if that's the way it goes, that's the way it goes. But
yeah. Well, Johnny Gray, you think he's got a good case?
The ability to do that.
Yeah, simply because just based on logic, though, and logic
doesn't apply in court.
I'd contact the local, the state chapter of the
Idaho CLU,
the Civil Liberties Union, see if you can, see if they'll protect you in this particular one. They may very well take it up.
Great idea.
Well, excellent.
Thank you again. I appreciate all your help, Ben.
Thank you, Dustin. Good luck. Let us know what happens. Thanks for the story tonight, and sorry that happened to you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue. We've got Kevin in Indy listening to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
I enjoyed that call from New York. I believe a lot of the root cause of these shootings has to do with just an outright. People are very upset at the governmental rules that they have to deal with, and that could either be a local, state, or federal level. And I think the frustration comes out. Of course, we were founded on violence. Our forefathers, overthrew a government or overthrew a foreign government with violence. And the reaction is, if you don't like the rules, then violence is what people do.
Yeah, so many governments, around the world are simply the most successful organized crime syndicate in the particular region. What's the difference between the American Revolution and a successful, crime family? Not much, just some people who got together, used violence to get what they wanted, and, they have elections. They allow you to elect a king every 4 years. Didn't start out that the president was a king, but now with executive orders just being the word of the day, and they can just essentially legislate from the Oval Office, essentially now you just have a king.
It was only 30% of the population really wanted the revolution, so that was another.
So I've heard.
And probably not 30% of the population that was willing to pick up a gun and do something about it. That's people that, they're committed like chickens are committed to breakfast, not like pigs are.
But just in my situation, I live in an apartment complex where this individual, he actually didn't even live in the apartment complex, but he'd been banned from all the stores in the area, but he was living with a young lady, and he got upset because the maintenance department wasn't coming in and fixing some of the problems in the apartment fast enough, and he decided to shoot 5 people, including himself, and he was one of the victims, that he walked right into the leasing office and just blew a lady away. So, jeez. I mean, in his mind, he was justified to use the ultimate, which was, brute force, but not in all cases is it justified, obviously. And then the root cause, if we knew that, I guess we could solve the problem.
Kevin, thanks for the call, man.
The root cause
is crazy. Thank you, sir. The root cause what now?
The root cause, according to Johnny Ray, is the violence. The government's based on violence. The systems that make the world go around are designed by governments as they're presently constituted, and those systems are breaking down. People's lives are being destroyed, and they don't know why it's happening. They're getting frustrated, and they're killing.
Yeah, and it's a problem because violence isn't going to solve the problem. Violence will not solve the problems that violence creates. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We need people to be able to stand up, but do it peacefully, because violence just does not create peace. It's Free Talk Live.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features, we give them away. We've got the bulletin board system where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners free, of course, over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, join us at freetalklive.com and join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Tyler is listening in Ohio. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, last hour you guys were talking about how, you know, people call in and they're like, "Oh, you guys just talk bad on the police and this and that." They obviously have not been on the other end. Like Mary,
clearly.
I think her name was a month ago, she called in and she's like, "Oh, I work with a bunch of police officers and this and that, and they're all nice." Well, yeah, some are, but like I said, I've called in before talking about, you know, police think a screen door is wide open, so they just walk right in and get tailed 2 miles by cops for no reason.
Well, Tyler, if you don't have anything to hide, what do you care about the police walking into your home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and I think that this is the important part to know about here is there aren't such things as evil police or good police or nice police and bad police or anything like that. There are people. And people make all kinds of different human-type decisions. And there are so many laws and so many restrictions, one way or the other, that nobody, including the police, can know what they're supposed to do. I mean, you know, there's no way for anybody to know what to do.
Any policeman who does it by the book is not going to get ahead.
Yeah, I don't think there is a book. I don't think they could do it by the book. I mean, in this case that we were talking about earlier, where the police arrested a National Guardsman running down the road with training gear, where holding a training weapon. You know, he's just doing the stuff the National Guardsmen do. If they would have stood up for what was right in that circumstance, not arresting this guy and putting him on the ground for an airsoft rifle. That guy would have been on desk duty forever.
Indeed, yep. Tyler?
Yeah, and there are also, I've been tailed through town like by police, like, you know, miles, like for no reason, and then get pulled over. I was actually, police followed for a good 2 miles. He pulls me over, he's like, going to be in a hurry. Like, what classifies as a hurry? You know, we went through this whole thing, I think he was just expecting me to be like, oh, yeah, okay, and give me a ticket or something. But I'm like, is 5 miles over the speed limit? Is that your hurry you're talking about? And he's like, well, I'll just give you a warning and I'll let you go or whatever. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. And how could any police officer have, with any morals, think this National Guard guy would? I mean, what possibly could he have done wrong? Like, you guys are saying this is obviously something he did, National Guard. With his training and all that. I mean,
apparently it was wrong to jog down the street while holding an airsoft rifle. I mean, this is so insane.
They're claiming that that the military people are turning into anti-government extremists. I wonder why.
Hey, yeah, whose fault is that? Tyler, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Ian is on the line calling from New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ian.
Oh, hi. I want to talk a little bit about the National Guard. Hello?
Go ahead, man.
I do not like the National Guard at all, mainly because they've had the historical role of suppressing workers' struggles and strikes. You look at, for example, the Colorado Wars, where they hired basically private cops to beat a bunch of people who would just go on strike, and then when they obviously were being attacked and violently pressed, they flee to the hills to resist. They send the National Guard in as the first line of defense against the people, basically.
Was that the Colorado Wars, you said?
Can I have a response, please?
What did he say?
He said the Colorado Wars.
Yeah, that says this is an Indian war between the Cheyenne and the Arapaho tribes.
Ian, are you there? Something seems to be wrong with this guy's phone. He called last night and had some phone issues.
My
there's always some sort of explanation he has. Thanks for the call. We're going to let him go. 855-450-FREE. Look at a better phone, man. If you want to have a conversation, get on a line that actually works.
Getting pretty short-tempered. I don't know. Audio problems.
I don't know what the issue is, if you're a crank call or if you actually just have a really bad phone connection. If it's an online, like a voice over IP, maybe you need to get something else. Go to a payphone. We've got a toll-free number. You can call us from any payphone anywhere in the United States.
Or a landline.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, but people that age don't have landlines anymore.
People don't have payphones anymore either. Where are you going to go find one of those things?
They still exist.
Yeah, the carrier pigeons.
I'm not sure where to find a payphone, but yeah, I guess if I touched it,
I'd be afraid I got tetanus.
I can think of two.
Pick up a payphone.
I can think of two payphone locations right in downtown Keene, right in the heart of downtown.
Is that a payphone or just a booth with a couple of holes in it?
Sometimes that is what you'll find with payphones. That's true that they've been stripped out and they're no longer there, but they're still there. They're really expensive these days, but they're still there.
Payphones are like $2 a call.
I don't think it's gotten that insane, at least not in Keene, New Hampshire. But
whenever I used to have a pair of ruse, I'd keep a dime in there to call my mom.
You're absolutely right that...
ruse, too.
Yeah.
Payphones are less prevalent today. There's no doubt about that. It is certainly a dying breed. But the fact is, some people don't have cell phones, even though the government will actually give homeless people cell phones free.
They hand out phones.
These days. So really, there's no reason why anybody wouldn't have a cell phone if they wanted one. But, you know, with the smartphones these days, they die on you. And so you could, in theory, have to use a payphone if you're kind of stuck in a rut. Then again, how do you find the phone number you're going to call if your cell phone's dead?
Yeah, that much is true. Well, you should hopefully have some emergency number memorized. I would hope that somebody still memorizes numbers somewhere.
Maybe I had zips instead of ruse. Did zips
Did you keep
have
a quarter
pockets?
Or a dime in it? This would really place you in the timeline, because when I was a kid in maybe middle school, they switched from quarters to dimes.
All I know is I asked for Adidas and she bought me zips.
I can tell you that the dime would change colors in the pocket. It would get like green over time.
Really?
Yeah.
I never had any of these. You're talking about zippered shoes, right, with a little pocket on the side?
A little pocket on the side, yeah.
Yeah. Velcro.
I can think of a different kind of a dime I would put in there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
That'd be some real stink bud by the time you're done with this.
Tell me about North Korea, Johnny Ray. What's going on over there with Kim Jong-un, the son of Kim the deceased, Kim Jong-il? They apparently, ever since he has left, there have been some rumblings about how things are going to change over in North Korea, that, you know, this guy's different. He went to a school in Europe, so he actually was educated outside of North Korea. Maybe while he was there, he actually had some fun and, might have changed possibly his viewpoint on life.
Yeah, this Real is deal. A story from the Washington Times. North Korean reforms are smokescreen, say senior defectors. Seoul, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un appears more approachable than his late father, but despite a new emphasis on economic improvement, there are few signs of real reform underway in the totalitarian state, a pair of senior defectors working for South Korea's most secretive think tank said Tuesday. Former North Korean diplomat Go Yong-hwan said that Mr. Kim's promise to improve the economy has raised expectations of a better future, but a new policy being implemented on North Korea's porous border with China bodes ill for would-be defectors.
So they're going to improve the economy through more central control, right?
In the past, if North Koreans wanted to cross the river, they gave money to guards, Mr. Go said.
Meaning a bribe?
Yes. Noting that the number of defectors has fallen since Mr. Kim came to power in January, now the regime says to the guards, take the money, we will not punish you, but get the defectors and we will give you credit. He also noted that border guard units frequently are rotated from place to place so that they do not build relations with locals.
So the claim is that the border guards, that because they haven't had as many people defecting recently, that that's an evidence that things are better in North Korea? Is that what they're saying?
No, that's a qualification to the rest of the story.
All right, we'll get to that here in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. I find North Korea absolutely fascinating. It's an insane
place. It's a fascinating police state.
Place, yeah. 1-855-450-3733. There's a lot to learn about North Korea. We can't tell you at all in one more remaining segment of the show, but we'll at least try to shed a little light on what's going on there right now. And of course, your thoughts are certainly welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them all the way. The mobile site is there. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. That's m.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can access the live streams of the program. We've got broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, and they're all free. So go to m.freetalklive.com. There's also a link there to our podcast and the software you'll need if you don't already have it. That'll let you tune into those streams. So m.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray is sharing with us some news about North Korea and how maybe things aren't as, you know, they're not getting better like some people might suggest with the new dear leader Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, now have you heard about these reforms in North Korea before I opened my mouth when I came in the studio today?
I haven't heard anything concrete. All I heard was like, what was it, maybe half a year ago or so when Kim Jong-un was kind of coming to power that
you're talking about there might be some reforms,
right?
Because
some long-timers had suggested that maybe things would change a little bit.
All right.
For the better.
Yeah, this story is sort of in two parts. The first short part is about the crackdown on defection.
Where basically they're telling guards, go ahead and take the bribes from the people trying to leave and then
give
arrest
us the
them.
Defectors. Yeah.
You can keep the bribe, give us the defector.
Now my laptop here is dying a little bit, so this story could be heartbreakingly broken off. It's in the Washington Times. I'll continue.
All right.
Mr. Goh's colleague dismissed Mr. Kim's statements and policies that prioritize the economy, calling such pronouncements deceptive. He said that the regime has asked farmers to grow marketable crops, but noted that the government has surveyed all of the land. When harvest time comes, means they've gone and looked at it and seen what everybody's doing on it and what they're growing.
With the 5-year plan going, all right.
When harvest time comes, the regime will take 70% of it in a mandatory seizure, he said.
Jeez.
In addition, reports about North Korean manufacturers being granted autonomy to produce goods are misleading, he said. The first and second tier companies produce weapons and key industrial equipment, and the government still orders these factories what to produce, the former official said. It reminds me of a game of Civilization. Mm-hmm. That's an editorial comment by Johnny Ray. It's mm-hmm. not in the article. Mm-hmm. Adding that only bottom tier factories have autonomy. Right now, they are not making any products at all, as they have no money, so they are being told to produce anything. He also noted that Mr. Kim appears to be trying to take control of various foreign currency-earning organizations, bureaus, and schemes controlled by the Communist Party and Army,
yeah.
both of which have spawned personal corruption.
Capitalism by from you know top down from the government. It's just, yeah. I mean, you know,
it's the antithesis of capitalism.
If you tell a farmer, grow what you'd like to grow, but we're going to take 70%. I mean, that's not my North Korean accent, by the way. You know, what's the purpose of growing? I mean, you know, it's like, okay, you know, why do you care how much you grow? I suppose.
Why do you get out of bed if 70% of what you earn is taken from you?
It's an excellent question. Just because you need to survive. And
I'll take the free North Korean pine needle soup instead and just lay around and have dreams of whatever they dream about.
Yeah, which just can't be much. I mean, most of them live in an abject poverty. They're so much shorter than their South Korean counterparts because they don't get any
malnutrition.
They don't get enough meat in their diets. It's just incredible.
Since the 1990s, high-level officials with links to economic bureaus routinely have hoarded foreign currencies. And I'm making this up, although there was only one sentence left in the story before my laptop shut down.
I've got it here.
They routinely keep $500,000 to $1 million
in homes.
In their
Party
homes.
Officials have been keeping massive sums of dollars close to hand, according to people that know these things.
Somebody making an accusation.
Yeah. So, by the way, speaking of North Korea, there's a website out there called Link, the North Korea Crisis, linkglobal.org. A friend of mine turned me on to this. They actually help rescue people from North Korea. So, you know, for those of you that have heard
us... Can't imagine.
For those of you that have heard us talk about North Korea in the past, because we have, I find it absolutely fascinating in a train wreck sort of a fascinating way. If you want to actually help out these people.
That's something you could be sending your money to instead of having it taxed away from you in order to have Romney and Obama bluster to the North Korean leaders and the Chinese. You could be doing something that actually makes a difference.
Yep, exactly. So if you want to help them out, linkglobal.org is their site. I can't say I've done a whole lot of research into the organization, but on their front page, they claim they rescued 58 refugees in just the year 2011 alone. And to get anybody out of North Korea, anyone at all, it's a prison colony, basically.
Yeah, really, pretty close.
Quite a challenge. I mean, they literally have barbed wire on the oceanfront property. You cannot leave.
Yeah, I mean, you'd probably just have to hijack a boat and take it out a certain amount of distance, hope you don't get seen by patrol boats.
Odds are good their boats probably don't work, so if you could actually get a boat somewhere nearby the vicinity.
Oh, their military is pretty much top-notch.
You think so?
As I understand, the North Korean military on this show that I used to watch, which was Deadliest Warrior, they put the North Koreans' special forces up against the airborne.
Oh, yeah?
And the North Koreans on North Korean soil beat the airborne.
I see.
So
let's go to Mike. He's in Connecticut. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call and congratulate the Free State Project. Whatever you're doing, you're getting people's attention.
Really?
I was at a get-together in Connecticut, and I have a cousin that works somewhere in politics in New Hampshire. And so I mentioned the Free State Project. I said, you know, I'd like to move up there and join the Free State Project. And he said, he got up out of his chair and he started to walk away from me. I said, what's the matter? He's like, oh, those guys are nuts. And I said, why? He's like, they're really trying to take over the government. So he's walking away from me. So
isn't that the Republicans and the Democrats? Isn't that what they're doing?
So I went to confront him a little bit on that again, and I said, well, how are they not? And he says, well, the good news is you can drink raw milk now in New Hampshire. And I said, well, what's wrong with that? He's like, oh, I don't care. If you want to drink raw milk, it's disgusting, but if you want to drink it, that's fine with me.
So he was saying, was he bringing that up as a victory for the Free State Project?
I think you could already drink raw milk in New Hampshire before the Free State Project.
I don't know. You know, at least you're getting people's attention up there.
Yeah. So he's a government guy? He works for the state?
Yeah, you would call him a statist. And the whole family, actually, his wife works in college somewhere. But she said, I was like, what's up with the Free State Project? And she's like, oh, don't get me started with those guys. And she walked away from him.
Yeah, he's not going to be happy when Free Staters reduce the budget by 12%. Is that right, Mark? 12%?
It was reduced by nearly more than 11%, less than 12%.
And state employees, state, what are they called, tax eaters, they're not going to like that.
No, not at all. In fact, especially if the more liberty activists get elected, the more liberty-oriented legislation starts to pass, the more freaked out these people are going to get, and the more dangerous they're going to get. I think that's another important point here. And Mike, thanks for the call, man. Look forward to seeing you up here in New Hampshire. People like to believe that politics is safe activism, and for the most part, by and large, for the average political activist, it's true. It's a lot safer than doing civil disobedience or non-cooperation, for instance. However, it is not a guaranteed golden road. It is fraught with peril. If you are successful with your political aspirations, you will be more likely to be targeted for retaliation by those who are currently in those positions of power, who are threatened by the existence of you and your movement. And if you're seen as the head of that movement, they will come after you. And they'll come up with something. Just like those cops down in Florida who they're coming up with reasons to arrest those convenience store owners for selling spice, even though the spice they're selling isn't illegal. They're coming up with reasons to arrest them in the same way they'll
come
up with.
And these police aren't going to pay any penalty for arresting people that are selling something that's legal. And they know that they're doing it. They're not going to pay any penalty because
maybe if they one of them lawyers up and they do a really good job in court after a few years, maybe somebody could be held for some civil liability in that case. But not anytime soon are they going to pay for it. And individually,
police department,
right? And individually, the cops won't pay any kind of. Right,
the police department's not going to. They're not going to pay anything for anything. It's the the individuals aren't going to pay anything. The police department might be held liable.
I'm not trying to dissuade anybody from getting involved in the political system. I'm involved in that. I'm doing things there. I'm running for political office. I've testified at state house hearings, things like that.
You're a traitor. You're a traitor.
I'll do anything if I think it could help liberty. And that's why we just need more people who are willing to do these things. Because if you overwhelm them with numbers, then it's too late. Then they can't do anything about you because you've already won. So we'll see you tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you then.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of that discussion.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.